The Abandoned Girl and The Return to the Village or The Return of the Prodigal Son by Nicolas-François-Octave Tassart. More than any other period, the art of the 19th century was exercised by social issues. Philosophers and writers spearheaded the movement, and artists soon followed suit, focusing on ordinary, humble people whose lives had been wrecked by the economic transformations of the day. In this context, the French evangelical socialist Lamennais had a more decisive impact on artists of the period and their immediate successors than the more radical theories of thinkers such as Fourier or Proudhon. Lamennais inspired a new school of socially aware painting, featuring explicitly moralistic scenes of extreme poverty and misery, with implicit religious references. Tassart's Abandoned Girl shows a young woman whose clothing betrays her advanced pregnancy, fainting and falling against the pillar of a church where a wedding is taking place. The implied relationship between the young girl, the wedding, and the witnesses to the scene suggests a social novel or a study of manners in the style of Balzac. In The Return to the Village, Tassart turns the traditional biblical theme of the prodigal son on its head. Traditionally, the so-called hero is a young man squandering his inheritance, while the female protagonist is a prostitute intent on corrupting his virtue. Here, however, we see a wholly female version of the story, more scandalous still in moral terms, and far more modern. Tassart organises the story's narrative details to tell a morally edifying tale. The cup and the pot of medicine indicate the mother's weakness, while the young girl's elegant coiffure and clothes contrast with the sparsely furnished interior. The daughter's rejection of her unaffected, dignified younger sister and her disapproving glance at the floor are balanced by her mother's gesture of thanks and praise to heaven for her safe return. Both paintings depict the opulent, decadent life of the city and the simple virtues of the country. Tassart's work, rooted in contemporary issues such as the rural exodus to the cities, differs in this context from the paintings of his illustrious predecessor, Jean-Baptiste Creuse.